Once upon a time in Africa, a traveller was going on a long journey. His African friends offered to carry all that was necessary, but 3 days out from base, the African suddenly went on strike. They simply refused to go one step farther. The traveller said to them, "What's up? I thought we had an agreement." One of the Africans spoke up. He said, "We've been travelling now for 3 days, and therefore we have to wait for our souls to catch up with us." Waiting for our souls to catch up with us, that's something we do when we pray. But we do it very specially when, in this month of November, we remember our loved ones who have died. How human it is to recall one's own flesh and blood. Parents, husbands, wives, brothers and sisters, and those with whom we've been friends together. Poets seem to be able to do this very well. One remembers his mother. "Oh, you are not lying in the wet clay, for it is a harvest evening now, and we are piling up the ricks against the moonlight, and you smile up at us eternally." Another recalls his generous grandmother. "On a wet winter evening in Ireland, I let go her hand, and we buried her. Only to think of her now warms my mind." Remembering the dead is waiting for our souls to catch up with us, because it reminds us that here we have no lasting city, but we look for one that is to come. We're reminded that while this world of ours is good, it will never be quite good enough. When someone very close to me died, we discovered that all he had in this world was in one of his pockets, 25 cent. And even that minute amount of money, he couldn't take it with him, nor would he have wanted to. It's not what we have that's going to help us meet death in a Christian spirit. No, it's what we are, what we become as children of God, as women and men who've discovered the meaning of life in Christ Jesus, who are truly dedicated to him and who find him in all things. Waiting for our souls to catch up with us is, in a way, waiting for our own death. A French writer says that he wished that Christians would strive to dispel the gloom surrounding the idea of death. In times of mourning, he's amazed to find believers who speak of a cruel loss without uttering one word of hope. He recalls that when he was a child, having once asked his mother what death was, she took the Gospel of St. John and read for him the following passage. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to pass from this world to the Father. He had always loved those who were his own in the world, and now he loved them to the end. His mother said, "Going back to the Father, loving to the end, that's what death means. And the way back to the Father is through Jesus. At the end of this journey, we will see again the dead we remember in this month of November. As the great Saint Augustine put it, there we will rest and see, we will see and love, we will love and we will praise. See what will be in the end, without end."